or I have to question is having three martinis too much? Well, if you ask the question, that means it's probably too much.
Everybody, welcome to the first episode of Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with me, John Rabin. That is how you pronounce it, by the way. Yes, I'm still sober. As if you're responding to a person who's indignant. In this case, the voice in my head that occasionally goes, are we still doing this shit? And it also should be called, yes, I'm still sober, even after trying to sign up all this bullshit online. It's, wow. Yeah, let's sign up on YouTube. Let's sign up on Facebook. Let's get a Podbean account. Let's submit this to all the different places and try to get on iTunes with Apple. Apple! Hi, we're Apple. We're cutting-edge innovators, and we are the front runner in developing state-of-the-art. Oh, by the way, when you submit your image, make sure it's exactly 1400 by 1400. Resizing. That's a PC Android thing. We don't resize shit, apparently. They can't handle a JPEG that's misshapen. Boy, that just throws a wrench in the fuck. All right. Anyway, full name of the podcast is Yes, I'm Still Sober, You Fuck, but I decorum made me shorten it. So, quick introduction. For those of you who don't know who I am a 20-year veteran, 20-plus year veteran. I rounded down to make myself feel young, of stand-up comedy. I am a retired alcoholic, retired heroin addict. I say retired because I'm still a huge proponent of drugs and booze. Everybody, I'm like the Charles Barkley of booze and drugs. Big fan of the sport. I just can't play the game anymore. Let me do air quotes here. My knees are shot. That's basically what's happening. I just do commentary. So here we are. Incidentally, if you are listening closely and you hear the jingling in the background, that is my unwanted co-host, Sid the Cat, who was sleeping soundly until I started doing this shit. This is take 5 or 6, I think. I didn't like the way they went. I am not good with this website and the recording, but this microphone is badass. The what is it? The Yeti? The Blue Yeti? Oh yeah, that one. All right. So anyway, this is great that I'm doing this for me. I really enjoy the fact that I'm actually finally using my college degree that's been worthless for 23 years. I have a degree in radio and television. And let me tell you guys, if you need audio edited that's on reel-to-reel tape, or if you've got a video project that involves video cassettes, and you have the equipment from the 80s, I'm your guy. I can edit the fuck out of that. Yeah, anything right before the digital age kicked in and made everything I learned for 4 years moot, I can take care of. So that's just throwing that out there. I think I still have that skill set. But regardless, to have my own radio show, it's podcasting or whatever, It's interesting to do this. And I've been meaning to jump on the podcast bandwagon that people have for a while, but I didn't want to do a podcast about nothing. I didn't want to just ramble. I didn't want to do the podcast version of the redneck in his truck taping himself on his phone for YouTube. I didn't want to rant on YouTube. And that is, by the way, that is just strange to me that he's sitting, there's no one around. He's just sitting there and he's just going, look, let me tell you something about liberals and about life. And I grew up hard. And he's talking to his phone. Like he's looking at his phone. that just blows my mind that he's just like, you know, look, I just got to say a thing. Man, you know, these idiots in Washington. All right. I don't want to do that. So what is this podcast? That's a good question. I'm glad I asked it. I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be like a diary, like a weekly diary of sobriety. I know that I wanted to make fun of shit. I know I wanted to just talk and ramble, but I also wanted to cover aspects of recovery and sobriety because I don't think it gets covered enough. I think, by the way, if you're looking for a really good recovery podcast, this is probably not it. I don't know if you're looking for answers. Encouragement, maybe. Answers, I don't know. I have been sober for 5.5 years. So the cat's jingling in the back, signifying that she also concurs. I've been sober for 5.5 years. But I am not... The thing about it is that when you hear a recovery podcast, it's typically an AA one. It's a 12-step. Because that's the voices you hear in sobriety are either pro-AA or you have people who are really against AA because of the higher power or, you know, it's a cult or whatever they say. And then there's the third thing, which is people who are neither for or against, but they're quiet. They did it on their own, but they don't say shit about it. And it's just, I wanted to be, because I've been sober without AA. I did it on my own. I've been to a whole lot of meetings. I've tried the 12 steps so many times, but I am not against them. I think it's a great program if it works for you. The thing about it is that there is the, like they're saying is keep coming back. It works if you work it. I don't think that's true. I think it's keep coming back. It works if you believe it. And if you, for some reason, think you're too smart for AA, like I did, like I still do, I know I'm not, but I think, but if you think you do, it's too late. You fucked up. Like it doesn't work for you. And if you can't get over the fact that it's really dated program, holy shit. Can you tell it's 80 something years old? Yeah, you can. I just think that it's time we evolve a little bit. So this is not really, if you're a 12 stepper and you're a tight ass about it, you might not want to listen to this one because next week I'm going to introduce the Serenity Prayer 2.0 modified version. We're going to start things off with that next week, probably. This week's is just a chance to introduce myself, I guess, and just talk a little bit about it. People have been saying, told me to, you know, hey, maybe you could give back. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how I could inspire somebody. Here's another thing about me. So I got over. I defeated alcoholism. No, I recovered from alcohol and heroin. But I'm also a dishwasher. Like I have a degree, but I'm currently, and I have been for 7 years, a dishwasher. Now it's during the day, you know, I'm a 9-to-5er, baby. I wash dishes during the day, but I am a professional, God damn it. So, and a convicted felon. So if you're wondering, how did you get sober? Well, I went to rehab. Then I started drinking again. I kicked at heroin because I was drunk. And then I stopped drinking because I started doing heroin. I was doing both at the same time, but I had to pick one because I kept dying. So I went to heroin and then I went to rehab and then I was sober for a little bit. But then I started drinking again because I was bored and I wasn't following my own shit. And then because I was doing the program and I, you know, was overthinking it. And then I got arrested while on probation. So they sent me to county for 6 months, but in there was a rehab program. So they called it rehab, but it really was kind of like jail light. You know, it was like county jail, but hey, you've got classes to go to. So it's like schoolwork in the middle of, you know, showers. And lots of bad TV. If anything else, that 6 months cured me of watching fucking television. I will watch, like, I'll watch a show with no commercials, but man, it just ruined me. So long story short, and that's the end of the podcast. No, essentially what it is, I am not really someone that inspires. I'm not like an inspirational speaker. I'm more of a scared straight speaker. It's like, you want to be like me? I wash dishes. Look at me. I don't own a car. Like, it's not necessarily the best motivation. So that's that. I can tell you what I don't want out of this podcast, because I think I will, once I figure out how to do interviews, once I figure out two voices, is that two microphones? Holy shit. Once I figure that out, then I'll probably have people I'll interview. But I know that it's just going to be me. I'm not going to have a co-host. Now, I know there's a lot of great podcasts out there, some comedy podcasts. There's two, sometimes three of you. And let me tell you, oh man, you guys with your banter, that's some good banter. So no, I'm not going to do that. So I don't know. Comedy recovery podcast, I don't know. Is it going to be funny? I'm going to try. Are comedy podcasts funny? I guess. Is it going to be helpful? I don't know. We'll just kind of see what happens, you guys. I think it's like, should you listen to this podcast? We're almost halfway there, so you're already in it. But if you're still asking yourself, I guess whether you should keep listening would be, you have to ask yourself, do you like me as a friend? Do you have low expectations? There's a good one. How's your expectations? Is it set low? You're like, Bucket, I've got half an hour. Are you a fan of long pauses? Good. And you might be at the right place. Yeah. So, oh man. So the music I played at the beginning is called Red Wine. That's by Scott H. Byram from here in Austin. I'm based in Austin, but really big fan for years of this guy. It's from his album he released last year called The Bad Testament. So I highly recommend it. If you are sober and you get triggered by song lyrics about drinking or whatever, if you get triggered by words, man, you really need to work on some shit. Also, you probably shouldn't listen to this. I'm not the most upbeat, positive person. And I will make fun of shit. So I'm just saying, stick around. Tell your friends. Tell everybody to listen. I have no ads currently. Man, one day though, Dollar Shave. Okay, so yeah, so I was listening to music. So I chose that song, but before that, I was like looking around for like royalty-free music. And there's this website called hooksounds.com, and I think you can pay a fee, but like it just had let me see, what is it? I'm looking here. I got Sad Dramatic Cello. That's the name of a track. It had fleetingness. I'm not gonna listen. Happy Upbeat Ukulele, huh? Yeah. Sobriety can be fun, everybody. All right. God damn. All right. So there's another inspirational, emotional piano and strings. Every year, thousands of people are affected by addiction. But there is help. Not necessarily at this podcast, but somewhere there is some help. Oh my God. Yeah, so I did not. So anyway, there's that. So I decided to go with some real music because that, I went just out of boredom. I went through several of them and we're not going to do that. Also, I got the idea to cover sobriety and recovery. I got kind of inspired by a buddy of mine. When I moved to Austin in 1997, my friend of mine let me move in with him, another comedian. And we were running buddies for about a year or so. And little did I know, I mean, I thought we were both drunks, but little did I know he also had a he had an issue with cocaine and then crack. Because it's, you know, it's about the type of money you have at the time. But he has a webpage now and a blog that he's been finding his voice and doing a whole lot of memoir entries. And it's called Dropout, Smoke Crack, Get NBA by my buddy Stephen Kendrick. Also, the website is dropoutsmokecrackatmba.com. And the banner's like, welcome to DOSCGMBA. So he's got his Facebook page. It's got, yeah, it's like 29,000 likes on it. Holy shit, dude. Why am I promoting you? Anyway, no, but that it's interesting to read because he like messaged me and he goes, hey, you know, I'm going to be talking about us. You know, I'm going to, can I use your name? And I was like, yeah, I tell people on stage that I'm a convicted felon, you know, heroin junkie, you know, who washes dishes. Yeah, but by all means, don't make me look bad. But yeah, and I asked him, I'm like, do you really, you know, how are you remembering all the things from 21, 22 years ago? And he's like, oh, I remember them. And I guess that's the difference between uppers and you know, what, and heroin and downers, because I don't remember last year. Like, it's just, I've got a nice 15, 20 year chunk of just blur. So I was like reading stuff that he had posted that I'm in, and I'm like, oh, is that what happened? Like, cause it's interesting to see from that point of view, because at the time I was more self, you know, I was way too self-involved to know. I didn't notice he was doing coke at all. Like, I just thought he was a drunk like me, but I just was too self-involved to really notice, because I was, you know, look at me, old rock star comedian, first year comic. Look at me, I'm, you know, going out every night with the drinking. So, yeah, so that's kind of an interesting thing. So check that out. But anyway, so how do you think it's going? All right. So, by the way, I'm going to be cutting this section out, this long pause, I'm pretty sure. Unless, if you hear this, by the way, it means I couldn't figure out how to fucking cut stuff out, and I just let it go. I'm like, you know what? They made it 17 minutes in. They can deal with the long pause. Unless you're already gone, and then that's fine. I found an article recently I wanted to kind of share that, talking about, I guess this is the thing I'll talk about, like, with the recovery, and it's a Washington Post article. And I don't know if this is me sharing information or me critiquing the Washington Post with their wonderful writing, but the article is called Unseen Face of the Opioid Epidemic: Drug Abuse Among the Elderly Grows. And so you're like, oh, okay. Very first line. The face of the nation's opioid epidemic increasingly is gray and wrinkled. Wow. Washington Post, everybody. And yeah, but that face often is overlooked in a crisis that frequently focuses on the young. Yeah, that's because everything focuses on the young. Unless you can make money off of them, and then they focus on old people, but just to take their money, because that's the way of the world. Anyway, so the article is basically exactly what, like, the headline's enough. I know you should probably read articles, but sometimes the headline's enough. And it's just basically talking about how, you know, it, and it goes against what our president kind of wants his solution for drug, for the drug abuse problem is. Just don't do it. By the way, I'm not going to be ever get really get political. This is not going to be a left wing, right wing thing. This is just a, you know, this is my wing. God damn it. But I will say, some fucking idiots when it comes to recovery. You know, just don't do it. The thing about it is that old people are addicted to painkillers because they had pain, you know, because they got old. So my favorite, you know, it's bigger than just, you know, young people going, hey, I'm going to do drugs. So, and then you can just stop. I know I could just stop. Here's my favorite section, though. I did want to bring this up. It's my favorite sentence that a professional wrote from the Washington Post. Many elderly get hooked on opiates through prescriptions rather than street drugs like heroin. Is that right? Nana got hooked not from the street? She didn't buy from a gangbanger? Really? Is that how she got hooked? She wasn't on the needle? Jesus. Wow, you're talking about filler. I just don't. God damn it. But one point on here, though, is that they talk about how, like, recovery programs and, like, rehab is not covered by Medicare. And that's really strange. I think that that what I'll probably be repeating a lot week to week as it comes up is that there's not enough funding for people to go to rehab. I'm alive because I got a grant. It's like a state grant, and I'm going to find out more information. I'll talk more about that in another episode, because I couldn't find the paperwork for the name of the program that I went to. But they were giving out grants to go to rehab, and the priority was pregnant women and needle users, and I was one of those. So I got in pretty quickly, and because there's no way I would have paid the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, I wouldn't have gotten it. So that's what saved me. And I honestly think that drug companies that make OxyContin and that kind of stuff, when those kind of companies should they should fund they should fund rehab. Honestly, they've got the money. They should do it. Comedy. Anyway, that's what I think. So this is what we're going to do. And by we, I mean me. This is what you're going to listen to me do. I'm just going to kind of talk about stuff. I will have more. I knew that I was going to mainly talk about what I kind of wanted to do and what this was, even though we still don't know what this is. We're going to find out. I know that if I have guests, which I will have guests, but the guests will be people who successfully quit or became sober outside of AA, because that's kind of the point, like I said. If you have any questions you'd like to send me, any comments, any articles, anything you want to send me, you can do that at stillsoberpod@gmail.com. I will be having a Facebook page for this, but I don't, man, comments there, I don't want to do that at all, but that's fine. I know I've got to play the game to promote the thing, but I just want to do this, and I do want to be helpful if anybody is wanting to be sober, or if anybody is sober and they're like, hey, then they need any kind of encouragement whatsoever. Don't ask me advice unless it's advice of what not to do. I can definitely give you that. I am really good at telling you what not to do, because keep in mind, my recovery program, I actually will go into that in the coming weeks, some of the things that did work outside of course, being in jail for 6 months. Because you know what? If you can make it till you're 40 and then go to jail, that'll learn you. But anyway, That's, you know what? That's going to be it for this week. Yeah, I thought this was... I say I think it's okay. It went okay. I'm about to listen to it and I'll be like, ah, shit. But you know what? That's fine. We're going to do it week every week. And we'll see how it goes. I'm John Rabin. I'll see you guys next week.
Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need. Make it through the night. Cold beer, cold shoulder. Just one glass of whiskey. That's all it takes. Push me over the line. Set them up, I'll knock them down. Wake me up when it's all over. Make my heart move in mine. Someone told me you've been down at the barroom, just pressing your sweet body against another man's pride. Well, I can tell you've been cheating by the way you've been being and all the love been given. Everyone's mine. Red wine, a little smoke, a whole lot of loving. That's all I need to make it through the night. Cold beer, the cold shoulder. Whiskey, that's all it takes.